This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts podcast. I'm Michael Hoberman from Buckland, and this is my story out of my element. I chose this story because I heard that the theme for the Story Slam was road trip, and I have gone on a lot of road trips, and in my youth, some of those road trips, the more exciting ones, included a fair amount of hitchhiking, but of all the hitchhiking experiences I had, none compared in their momentousness or drama to my outing with Shane and James back in whenever that was, 1983. So I wanted to tell that story. It was a story I was fond of telling friends over the many years since it had happened to me. Now, as far as the shaping of the story goes, I told the story many, many times when I was practicing to do it for Valley Voices. And over the course of practicing it a bunch of times, the most valuable feedback I got from people was that I should really play up the personalities of first my friend James and second this crazy guy Shane that we encountered on the road. And so that's what I ended up doing. And it worked well for me because my whole personal theme in that story was just kind of the idea of being out of my element and frankly, my experience of almost coming to a vanishing point as a personality. Like I just sort of disappeared in the maelstrom of James and Shane in that experience. And I wanted that to come through. And so that feedback I got was really helpful to me. I had a really good time telling the story in front of my friends and then on stage. And I appreciate your listening to it.
Maroon Buick lurched out of the mist to the side of the road. And the driver yelled out to me and my friend James, we were hitchhiking, "Hurry up, get in the car." So James jumped in the front seat, I got in the back seat. And the first thing the driver did is he handed James a wad of cash about as thick as his fist and told him to start counting it. James and I were traveling from Portland, Oregon to Berkeley. It was May of 1983. This guy had picked us up just south of Crescent City on the Redwood Highway in California. And it was May of 1983. We had just completed our freshman year at Reed College, and we were going to reward ourselves with a trip to the fabled Greek shows, which was going to be two or three Grateful Dead concerts at the Outdoor Greek Theater at UC Berkeley. Now, James, I just met him earlier that year. He was the most fascinating person I'd ever met. To say that he was an adventurous person is a total understatement. He told me when I first met him that at a very young age, he had pledged himself to the pursuit of fun. It was a word he always capitalized, like all cap letters, fun. The pursuit of fun was going to be his life's goal, the reckless pursuit of fun. But he combined that with, you know, a tendency, for instance, when he spoke very slowly, very deliberately. He would have these syntactically very complicated sentences with a very elevated vocabulary. He was a scholar. He was a real scholar. In fact, when we graduated from Reed a few years later, he entitled his anthropology thesis, "Kill the Head and the Body Will Die, Explaining Mayan Chronology." Now, the dude who picked us up was named Shane. We found that out. And the money that Shane had in his hand and handed to James came to him because Shane was on his weekly rounds. That morning, he had gone to his mother's house in Crescent City. He'd stolen the Buick out of her driveway, and he was headed down to San Rafael, just north of San Francisco, where every week he had an appointment with a psychiatrist named Dr. Levine. And he would go see Dr. Levine, and he would tell Dr. Levine the same thing week after week. "Dr. Levine, me and my brother, we've been chasing the dragon, and we know that you hand out prescriptions to people to treat them for heroin addictions." And every week, Dr. Levine would dispense a prescription for codeine, Valium, and methadone, and he would give it to Shane, and then Shane would go back to Crescent City, fill the prescriptions, sell what he could, that's where the money came from, but also use the product. In fact, you could tell that he was using the product. As soon as we got in the car, basically, he and James, in pursuit of fun, were passing these pills and powders across the front seat. I don't know if you've ever been on the Redwood Highway, but it's very narrow, very windy. There's redwood trees on both sides. It's misty. I was scared to death. I was in the back seat. Anyway, somehow we got to San Rafael. Five, 6 hours later, we pull into the Holiday Inn, the sunny Holiday Inn. We're out of the mist of the Redwoods. We're in the Bay Area, Holiday Inn parking lot. And we were going to go to the hotel room with Shane because Shane had made James, at least, an offer that James couldn't refuse. He'd actually offered both of us. Basically, Shane said, listen, I'll give you each $100 off of this pile of money if you will go with me to Dr. Levine and tell Dr. Levine that you too are trying to combat a heroin addiction and that you could use these prescriptions too. Now, as soon as I'd gotten in the car, basically I shut down, right? I shut down and I didn't say anything, but I managed in this situation to eke out a no thank you. James, of course, in the pursuit, the lifelong pursuit of fun, right, for him, this he embraced the opportunity. This was an adventure he dreamed about having, not to mention that he could use the $100. So we went up to the hotel room, and the two of them decided that the most prudent course would be to practice for what would happen in Dr. Levine's office. And so they role-played. You know, one of them was James and the other was Dr. Levine, and they were practicing like, okay, James says this and Dr. Levine's gonna say this. The only problem was they were so addled, right? They'd been taking these substances in for 6 hours that they lost track of who was whom in the role play. And they started to argue about it. And that was when I decided to leave. And somehow I got to Berkeley that night. And the next day I went to the Greek Theater, but of course I didn't have Shane's $100. I didn't have any money. I didn't have a ticket. I was out of my element totally. And I decided I better just hitchhike back to Portland. So I did. Now, the trip back to Portland was pretty uneventful. There was just one anxiety-inducing moment which occurred. It took me a while to get back home, and basically the first day I got stranded in a little town in the Central Valley. For some reason, I'd heard about this place. It's called Vacaville, but I couldn't remember why I'd heard about it. Anyway, I was getting ready to lie my blanket down behind a gas station in the tall grass there, and another grizzled hitchhiker shows up. And he seems harmless at first, but then I hear him. He's kind of muttering half to me, half to himself. He's talking about how brilliant the person that I realize why I've heard of Vacaville. It's because that's where Charlie Manson is incarcerated. And he was talking about the brilliance of Charlie Manson. And, you know, I thought if James were here, James would know how to deal with this guy. James would have something to say. He was an erudite person. He could, engage the guy in debate or whatever. But once again, I was out of my element, and I really wanted to get back to Portland in one piece, literally. So I kept my mouth shut. Thank you.
That was Michael Hoberman telling us his tale, Out of My Element. I'm Katie Wright. I produce the Valley Voices podcasts for NEPM. Along with the Academy of Music, NEPM hosts Story Slams throughout the year. Want to stay in touch? Join the Valley Storytelling Community Facebook page. That's where you can watch all of our stories on YouTube and find info on other area storytelling events and our next Valley Voices Story Slam season coming up this fall. Meanwhile, see you next week for another episode of NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts series.